WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Riley Hart here, your daily dose of empowerment and real talk on high-value women, standards, and self-worth daily. Today, we're diving into something super crucial, building resilience in the face of adversity. Ever feel like life just throws curveballs? Like you're constantly dodging punches and barely keeping afloat? Trust me, I get it. We all hit those rough patches where everything feels overwhelming, and it's easy to lose our grip on that inner strength we know is there. But guess what? You're tougher than you think. And learning to bounce back from the blows life throws your way isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving even when things get tough. Now, let me spill some wisdom, 5 key takeaways that are going to help you become a total resilience warrior. First up, embrace vulnerability. I know what you're thinking. Vulnerability? Riley, aren't we supposed to be strong and stoic? Honey, hear me out. True strength isn't about pretending you're unbreakable, it's about acknowledging your weaknesses and letting yourself feel those tough emotions. Bottling them up only makes things worse. So, allow yourself to cry, scream, journal, whatever helps you process the roller coaster of feelings that comes with adversity. Remember, vulnerability is a superpower, not a weakness. Next, cultivate a growth mindset. Think of challenges as opportunities for learning and growth, not setbacks to define you. Instead of saying, I can't do this, try, how can I learn from this? Or, what steps can I take to get better? This shift in perspective is game-changing. It allows you to see failures not as defeats but as stepping stones on your journey to success. And speaking of growth, remember the power of self-care. We're talking about those essential activities that recharge your batteries and help you feel good, both physically and mentally. Think yoga, meditation, a good book, spending time in nature, or even just a hot bath with a face mask. Don't neglect yourself during tough times, prioritize your well-being. It's not selfish, it's essential. Now, let's talk support systems. You are not meant to go through this alone. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, believe in you, and celebrate your wins, and help you dust yourself off after the losses. These are the folks who will be your cheerleaders, your sounding boards, and your anchors when things get rough. Don't underestimate the power of connection. It's a lifeline in times of adversity. Finally, remember to practice gratitude. It might seem counterintuitive to focus on the good when you're feeling down, but trust me, this one works wonders. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things, your health, your loved ones, a sunny day, a delicious meal. Shifting your focus towards what you have rather than what you lack can drastically change your perspective and help you build resilience even amidst the storm. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant artist who's been struggling to get her work recognized. She faces rejection after rejection, and those pesky self-doubt whispers start creeping in. But Sarah remembers our conversation today. She reaches out to her supportive friends, takes time for yoga and walks in nature, focuses on the beauty she sees around her, and reminds herself that each no brings her closer to a resounding yes. She embraces the challenge, learns from every setback, and eventually breaks through, showcasing her art at a prestigious gallery. And that's the power of resilience. It's not about avoiding the storm, it's about navigating it with grace, strength, and a whole lot of self-love. Remember these 5 takeaways. Embrace vulnerability, cultivate a growth mindset, prioritize self-care, build strong support systems, and practice gratitude. You got this, girl. Let me know in the comments what one thing you're going to implement today to boost your resilience. Share this episode with someone who needs a dose of empowerment. Let's spread the love and build each other up. And until next time, stay fierce, stay fabulous, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.